Welcome to the Awakened Woman Podcast, your practical roadmap to spiritual awakening. Welcome to the Awakened Woman Podcast. I'm Lexi, and I'm here to guide you in a no-nonsense practical way through your awakening and beyond. Welcome to episode one of the Awakened Woman Podcast. These podcasts are going to cover a huge range of topics without being too woo, down-to-earth explanations and practical grounded advice to help you integrate all that's going on for you, to integrate the changes and help you and guide you through your spiritual awakening. Spiritual awakening, what on earth is that? It starts as the realization that there's something more to life than just the 9 to 5, getting up, going to work, coming home, eating, sleeping, repeating, constantly, day in, day out. It can be an eye-opening time. It can be a bit scary, and it can be very, very lonely. There are so many experiences that we go through during our awakening, and I'm here to share my knowledge with you and that of my interviewees to help you feel that you're not on your own, that you're on the right path, and everyone is going to experience different emotions and feelings, and everything that you experience is going to be absolutely perfect, and everything is going to be all right. So before we go any further, I want to share a little bit about me. So as I said, my name's Lexi. I've always been really sensitive to energy, and I've always resisted it. I've always allowed myself to follow the path of that which is expected for me. Did well at school, went to university, got a really good job, got married, got a nice house. Yet there was still something nagging in the back of my mind, trying to encourage me to look deeper than that which I currently saw with my physical eyes. I really, really tried to resist it. And then around 2012, something just switched on. I began to become aware of the energy around me once again. I began to listen to that little niggling voice once again. And I started to read books and be interested in more esoteric spiritual matters. But it wasn't until I got divorced when I was 30 and had a bit of a Shirley Valentine moment. I took myself off to Glastonbury for a few days by myself. First ever holiday by myself. First time I truly had to spend time with myself and spend time listening to exactly what was going on in my heart, but also going on in my head as well. And it was after that trip I made a firm commitment to follow the path of wherever my intuition took me and trust. Know and trust it was going to take me somewhere, not to be worried about where it was taking me, but to follow that path. I became a meditation teacher. I went on to become a yoga teacher. I've practiced yoga for over 14 years. I then went on to do my Reiki. So I did Reiki 1, Reiki 2, I became a master teacher. I've learned angelic Reiki. I've learned air healing, which is a beautiful Norse goddess. And I've become an intuitive life coach. I've put in huge amounts of time and effort and investment into becoming my own self-development coach. I've spent a lot of time doing some inner work. And eventually, I listened to the nagging voice once again. And in January 2020, I walked in after Christmas to my boss, letter in hand, and handed in my resignation, which found me in April 2020, just as the pandemic started, starting my own business and walking my own spiritual path. And now I find myself mentoring women who are awakening themselves, holding space for them, coaching them and nurturing them as they make the most incredible journey of their lifetime and step into their true power and journey through their own spiritual awakening. The reason I wanted to start this podcast is there is so much information when we wake up. There are so many books to read. You never know who to turn to. Someone who was trendy last week might not be trendy this week. Someone who has been a well-respected author for many, many years may just turn off the tap and say, no, I don't believe this anymore. Where do you start? Who do you go to? And when all this information starts flooding in and you start to feel different, who on earth do you talk to? 9 times out of 10, you won't talk to your friends because the things you are experiencing seem so wacky, so crazy. But that's okay, and that's perfectly normal. So wherever you are on your journey, whatever crazy thoughts you're having, it's okay. You're really on the right path here. I've really noticed that when you start delving into these topics, there's so much information and there's a lot of what I would call woo. Easy spiritual constructs taken and mashed up and with extra glitter added and with extra sparkle added and extra bits of faff and routines and rituals you must undertake in order to facilitate your spiritual awakening. I'm here to slay some of those myths. Yes, your awakening isn't all glitter, it isn't all rainbows and unicorns, and at times it can be totally bewildering. But we can take practical grounded action, we can centre ourselves, we can allow this awakening to unfold, having practical grounded advice without making it complicated. Human life is complicated enough without adding extra layers of additional woo to it. So in these podcasts, we're going to delve into topics. We're going to break them down. Break them down into bite-sized chunks without the waffle, making them accessible, making them fun, and making them easy to understand. Yes, your spiritual awakening might be painful on a personal level, but we're all going through it now, so we can all support each other. So let me take you by the hand and let me show you what it can be like through practical, grounded advice and through a whole host of amazing awakened women who are going to be joining the show. And if you're listening to this and you're wondering, oh, am I an awakened woman? What on earth does this mean? Why am I listening to this podcast? What I'm going to say to you is trust. Trust and believe that you found this podcast for a reason. And if you found this podcast, yes, you are an awakened woman. Without question. Trust that you've been guided to listen to something that might just spark your curiosity. So if you're ready, let's dive headlong into the most amazing journey of your life. Why don't you join me on my next episode? And we're going to look at exactly what being awake means. What we can experience, what we can feel, what we might sense. But before I leave you today, I want to leave you with a quote from the most beautiful soul called Lynette Allen, from a book called The Woman's Blessing. To the girl I used to be, I thank you. To the woman I am now, you are exactly where you need to be. And to the woman you are yet to become, I see you. So I'm sending you so, so much love. A little bit about me. Join me on my next episode where we're going to talk about spiritual awakening, how I found it, and what you may experience, and some practical grounded action to turn those strange, crazy feelings into alignment, into being your true, powerful self. And until next time, I'm sending you so much love. Take care.